Welcome back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKFJ. We're talking men's basketball as the team under Coach Luke 3-0 in the non-conference portion of their season as they get ready to jump into GLIAC play. Coach is with us right now. Good morning, Coach. How was your Thanksgiving?
Good morning. We ate a lot. We stopped at the casino in Hinckley on the way through to Marshall, Minnesota. It was packed. It was about a 75-minute wait, which was a little disappointing. But after the guys got in there and ate as much as they did, they thought it was well worth the wait. But it was a good Thanksgiving. How about you guys?
Good. Absolutely. Good. And we're excited. I mean, a couple of big wins over the weekend, Coach. You're winning big games on the road, and I know you have to be excited about that early in the season.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, there's been some changes in our personnel, obviously, and changes in, you know, tweaks in the offense to get them to hopefully feel comfortable, and to be 3-0 is really exciting. The guys are working hard, and they're getting rewarded, and again, it's still a process. We got a ways to go, but I like how that it's developing, and guys are getting a little more confident, and that's what we talked about last week, I think, confidence in games. And once you get confidence in games, things start looking a little bit better, and they feel a little more comfortable. And I think just the more time some of these guys get, and we, you know, if we keep asking them just to be who they can be, you know, chances are we're going to continue to get better.
And Coach, you hold these teams in the 50s, which I know is always a good thing defensively, and you have to be happy with your defense.
Yeah, you know, Dirk, that's a great point, because I think all three of the teams have pretty good offensive players, and I'm saying this, I'm a little surprised that we held all of them in the 50s, but yet, you know, conference play is going to be a little bit different situation. However, it's nice to get a good start and to have our guys confident in what we're doing in the preseason carry over in the games. You know, that's one thing that there should always be a constant is your defensive effort and your defensive, you know, fundamentals. And, you know, that's holding true right now in the first three games.
Coach, all three opponents in the early going from the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference, and that's a very talented conference, and they've, you know, obviously had success in the past. But you know, what does their league, you know, give to us that is different from our league?
Well, the one thing that I think that all three games for that matter, is their offenses are, you know, I don't want to say the word complex, but they're hard to guard, and you really have to prepare just like you have to do for our conference games. So, you know, they're a little more offensive minded there, and they, you know, the offenses that they run, you know, you have to spend time. Like this weekend, you know, the strategies were exact opposite defensively. Of course, you do your core fundamental things the same way, but you know you can't help in this situation, and then the next night on Saturday night, you know, you got to do more help in the gaps and in the seams. So it's been really interesting in the preseason, and of course we've had 3 or 4 days to prepare for each of those, you know, first games, which you know we've had this week too, but it's been really nice. So that first game, we've really been able to, you know, hammer in how we're going to guard these people, and now it gets a little bit quicker. So, you know, then your fundamentals have to take over, and going through these situations time and time again, and all these preseason games have to take over on how to guard a specific play, and they do, and our guys are reacting fairly well to that.
Coach, does anything change with the pregame routine for the guys when you're dealing with double headers now? You've been playing single games for the most part in the non-conference, and now you're with the women's team. And does that change it at all, the game preparation for the coaches and the team?
No, not really, Dirk. It's a good question, but it's not really, you know, you got it. We're so ingrained in what's going on with that. In fact, the games that we had this weekend, there was double, and on Saturday it was a triple header. Southwest women played, then we played, and then Southwest played Northern Michigan. So we kind of kept it intact as to get there at a little bit before the halftime of the game before us, so our guys could, you know, walk around, lounge around, get adjusted to be in there, and then, you know, then they start their process at halftime of the game before us. And, you know, it works pretty well, and, you know, we're adjusted to that, and I know that every year brings new challenges, but, you know, our guys are pretty good in that sense. So it's not really a difference for us, other than it's kind of nice to get there and have something going on, some action, so that you're not just walking in cold and walking around an empty building.
Coach, 26 games in your regular season, 22 of them are going to be GLIAC games. It starts on Thursday against Malone. What do we know about these two teams we got coming up?
Well, you know what? That's a great question. Malone's a little bit younger. They're going to run the same stuff they have in the past. He does a nice job coaching these kids, and they're excited. They play hard. I don't know if their 7-footer is going to play. Coach Bittner's scouting report is he might not play too much against us, but they're going to run a lot of man to man. They're going to run a lot of motion. They're going to run some set plays for their players, and of course, you know, we got to be ready, because the one thing that we haven't been challenged with this year, and this does take an adjustment in regards to our opponents, is it's a second back-to-back tough long road weekend, you know, rides. So Southwest was about 10 hours, and now this one's going to be a little bit longer. We're breaking it up into 2 days, so we'll see how the back-to-back goes, and I'm a little concerned about that, you know, as far as practice time goes and how hard we practice here at home yesterday and today, but we'll see how it pans out.
Ben Stelzer averaging 24 points a game right now. He had, 12 or 13 in the first game last Friday, and then went off for 32 in the second game. We all know he's capable of that, but still, the way he did it, I think he had 6 points in the first minute of that game on Saturday. It's got to feel good when Ben comes out and knocks down those first two shots and really sets the tone for it.
Yeah, you know, it does, and it was really interesting, because when I thought about that weekend, Southwest really, really put a lot. They didn't help at all. They just kind of face guarded him and tried to single him out and didn't help off of him. And you know, certainly he comes up with 12 points on 11 shots. And we watched the game that night, Friday night after the game, and I said, holy cow, we got to make adjustments to get him more shots. But you know what? Our offense was really smooth. He got other people involved by penetrating and passing, which was awesome. And actually, Our percentages were really good, and we had other guys contribute, which was huge. And I felt like our offense was really good. We didn't need to change anything. Ben was patient, and then he does go off, the next night, of course. But ironically, we took more shots on Friday night than we did on Saturday night, and it was good. Like I said, we had other people contributing, which was huge. We're 6 points away, believe it or not, from having four guys averaging double figures, with Ben, way up there at 24. Stankowski's 4 points shy, and Chartier and Hawk are 1 point shy of, averaging double figures. I don't know if that's a milestone, but having four guys lingering around, the double-digit marks means any one of them could be your leading scorer on any given night, and I like that.
Well, big games coming up. We look forward to the road trip getting there, but looking forward to to seeing these teams and getting the conference season started. Obviously, a long off season, and you're taking care of business up to this point, and looking forward to getting the next chapter started.
Yeah, you know what? It's awesome. Like you said, it's going to be a long trip, but it's part of the process, and our guys got to adjust to it. We got to do the best we can, and I didn't mention much on Walsh. Walsh is really, really good. They got a lot of good returning players, and they're gonna be a handful for us on Saturday. But I didn't want to look past Malone, obviously, because you can't be undefeated if you don't win the Thursday game, right?
That's right. Well, you are undefeated now, Coach, 3-0 going into the GLIAC schedule. So we wish you the best of luck. Have safe travels down there. Beat Malone, beat Walsh, and come back home with a perfect record.
Boys, that would be nice. Looking forward to the trip. Looking forward to the competition. Looking forward to next week. Thanks.
All right, Coach Kevin Luke here on Mix 93 and Huskies Drive Time. More Drive Time coming up.